It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The recent death of a woman riding her bicycle has led some to question traffic patterns in Oakland. Pitt graduate student Matt Bauman is studying bioengineering, but his informal look at the speed of traffic in Oakland is garnering a lot of attention. Matt Bauman joins us to discuss his findings and the Pittsburgh agencies that are taking notice. Matt Bauman, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're a bioengineering graduate student at Pitt. What led you to do a study on traffic speed?
Well, I've been cycling into Oakland for a long time now, the past 5 years. And when I passed the crash scene investigation from the death recently, it kind of drove home how unsafe Forbes Ave really is.
Unsafe for bicyclists in particular?
And pedestrians, too. There's just a lot of students and pedestrians and cyclists through that entire area.
And why is it unsafe? What's the problem?
The biggest issue is, for me, I think one of the greatest things is the high speeds, and that cars going fast are significantly more dangerous than cars going the speed limit.
So how far above the speed limit are cars going?
Sure. So in my little 10-minute snapshot that I took, I saw two cars going over 40 miles an hour and another 10 going above 35 in this 25-mile-an-hour zone.
Is that part of a general problem in Pittsburgh where you see drivers driving, basically, you said 10 to 15 miles faster than what the speed limit is? Don't we see that pretty much everywhere in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, we do. And I've noticed it more, especially as a driver myself now, as I've been paying more attention to my own speeds when I'm behind the wheel, that it's hard even on some streets to go the speed limit.
Forbes Avenue has always been a congested street, and you have people that are stuck in traffic. They're frustrated. At rush hour, it's worse. They're trying to beat the lights. They are trying to beat the traffic and all of that. Then you factor bicycles into the mix. Was enough thought, just based on what you know and what you've studied, was enough thought given to how bicycle traffic would integrate with busy, rush hour, speeding automobile traffic on Forbes Avenue?
Yeah, I think that's a place where the city and universities can make a lot of improvements. And coming out of the recent tragedies in Oakland, there's been a lot of pushes for safer streets. But the official statements that I keep seeing are that improvements are 2 or 3 years off waiting on federal funding for the bus rapid transit comprehensive solution.
And as far as just the bike traffic itself, I mean, there aren't bike lanes on Forbes Avenue, right?
That's right. And it's a hard road to avoid sometimes. It's one of the main corridors through there. And since the crash, I've been trying to avoid that road more, but it can be tough sometimes.
Are bicyclists doing everything that they can to make it as safe as possible for themselves and others?
Speaking for myself, I know that I've been much more cautious about taking my own life in my own hands when I'm on my bike. But there are things I think that everyone can contribute to making the area safer.
So what was your goal when you began studying traffic speed on Forbes Avenue and doing it in the informal way that you have? What was the inspiration? What was the thought for you behind it?
Sure. The big thing was I wanted to put some numbers to the problem. It's one thing to identify a problem. I think it's really important to know how bad a problem is when you're looking for solutions, and to be able to quantify that is powerful.
And what have you done in terms of sharing this information? It sounds like some people have been really interested in it once you came up with these findings.
Yeah, lots of folks are interested. I sent it off to Bike Pittsburgh as a member of the cycling community here. They were my first point of contact. But since then, I've started talking more with folks at CMU. Traffic 21 is interested, as well as other agencies. And a lot of people are interested in both extending this in Oakland and then also taking it other places, too.
Was there anything about what you found that surprised you?
Yeah, I think just the sheer number of cars that are going significantly over the speed limit was surprising. And yeah, a short time period, I caught a lot of people going a lot faster than they should be.
And so when you've presented this information formally to folks?
It's been kind of an informal discussion. I published it all publicly online, my entire methods and the raw data and everything is all available online. So you can see what this was. And so it was all kind of a informal building and growing a coalition, a little team here.
I'm just wondering if there's been, you know, one of those moments of epiphany for anybody that you shared this with who said, boy, we had no idea that people were speeding like this. We're going to do something about it. Or just maybe if they didn't know what the answer was, they were surprised to hear what the problem is.
I think a lot of people have had a sense that traffic moves too quickly on Forbes Avenue, and that more than people being surprised at the results, they're surprised at how accessible this seems to be. And really, anyone with some programming chops can see what I've done and replicate it. And so I think it's inspiring to see how easy and possible it is for people to do their own informal little traffic studies.
We're talking with Pitt graduate student Matt Bauman, who has done an informal study of the speed of traffic in Oakland, which has gotten a lot of attention. Have concerns about traffic changed your commuting habits?
Yeah, I do try to avoid Forbes and Fifth a lot more when I'm on my bike. And then when I'm in the car, I've been much more aware of how fast I'm going. Because if a fast car happens to hit someone regardless of the fault, the chances of fatality are significantly greater.
Do people on Forbes Avenue, are they seeing bicyclists as well as they should? Is it even set up to where people are able to notice the bicyclists on Forbes Avenue?
That's a great question. And there are a few points along Forbes Ave, especially right in front of the museums, the Museum of Natural History, where the right lane becomes this huge unmarked lane that is kind of a never-never land, especially for cyclists. You aren't sure where you should be, and cars don't know where to expect a cyclist to be.
And it's a one-way street. I mean, Forbes is one way going east, Fifth Avenue, and not all the way. But for that part of Oakland right around the Pitt campus, Forbes Avenue, one way going east, Fifth Avenue, one way going west and or south. And so should that be changed at all?
I am not a traffic engineer. This is not my my specialty. And I think that the one-ways definitely do help traffic move through the area, and the light cycles are timed to 25 miles an hour through most of that part. It's right at these at Shenley Plaza and the Museum of Natural History where I did my little study that the light cycles change, and suddenly there's a reward for speeding at that point.
So people speeding are kind of throwing the whole pattern off, the way it's designed to be?
So it's designed to keep people at 25 miles an hour, and if you go faster than 25 miles an hour, you get stopped at the next red light through the Oakland Business District. It's once you get out of the Oakland District, out of the Business District, that things open up and the cycles, light cycles change, so you're not guaranteed to get stopped at the next red light if you speed.
So the attention that you've gotten, you've been written about, you're here on our show. Has it been life-changing for you?
It's really took off way beyond my expectations. And I think it speaks to everybody's desire to make this area safer.
What do you hope comes out of this?
Exactly this, the increased communication, increased attention, and ideally some small steps before the comprehensive solutions can come around, some small steps for increased awareness, enforcement, and maybe changes to the light cycles or pavement markings or things like that that aren't huge investments but would make a big difference.
Do you think those things will happen?
I really hope so.
We have been talking with a Pitt graduate student by the name of Matt Bauman. He's studying bioengineering, but he's done an informal study of the speed of traffic in Oakland, which has received feedback and attention and increased the dialogue about what to do in the wake of the recent death of a woman riding her bicycle through Oakland. And the tragedy there hopefully will inform a better plan for safety going forward. And Matt, you're certainly contributing to that. Thank you for being with us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, Mayor Peduto makes his monthly visit to the show. Lots to talk about. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.